This news update is being brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe, as well as Cass City Oil and Gas, proudly serving the Thumb and Beyond with reliable propane, heating oil, gasoline, and diesel. Back with the local service, call 989-872-2065. Good morning. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this afternoon. An investigation is underway after a 53-year-old Elkton man was found dead in the water at a Tuscola County campground. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to Crystal Lake Campground in Fremont Township shortly before 8 a.m. Sunday morning, August 16th, after a camper was discovered unresponsive in the water near his campsite. Investigators say the man had been camping with friends and was last seen about 1:30 a.m. that morning. A friend later spotted him offshore near the campsite and called for emergency help. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not released his name, and the sheriff's office says the exact cause and manner of death have not been yet determined and will remain under investigation while officials await autopsy results. A Huron County man accused in the death of his elderly mother has been found competent to stand trial, allowing the murder case against him to move forward. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris accepted a report from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry finding Oval Carl Jarvis Jr. competent at the time he was evaluated. Neither prosecutors nor the defense objected to the findings. Jarvis, 41, is charged with second-degree murder in connection with the March death of his mother, 71-year-old Kathleen Holdwick. The case initially began with a charge of second-degree elder abuse before prosecutors added the murder charge in June after receiving the medical examiner's report. Authorities say Holdwick was taken by ambulance to McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe on March 1st after she was found unresponsive at a home on Port Crescent Road in Hume Township. She died at a hospital later that evening. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, hospital staff contacted authorities because Holdwick's condition when she arrived in severe medical distress. Investigators later reported finding extremely unsanitary conditions inside the home. Jarvis, whose authorities say had been serving as his mother's caregiver, was arrested later that evening. With the competency issue resolved, Jarvis is scheduled for a preliminary examination Friday, September 4th at 10:30 a.m. Previously scheduled status conference has been removed from the court calendar. The preliminary exam will determine whether there's enough evidence for the case to proceed towards trial. Jarvis faces up to life in prison if convicted of second-degree murder. The charge remains an allegation, and Jarvis is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. And Michigan drivers can expect increased enforcement on the roads heading into the Labor Day holiday. Michigan State Police and other law enforcement agencies are taking part in the statewide Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign through September 7th. The effort is aimed at reducing crashes involving drivers impaired by alcohol or drugs. State data shows Michigan reported 1,002 fatal crashes in 2025, with more than 44% involving alcohol or drug impairment. Officials say impairment-related driving deaths declined between 2024 and 2025. The Labor Day period remains a particular concern. From 2021 through 2025, 46 fatal crashes were reported in Michigan over Labor Day weekends. Nearly 4 in 10 involved alcohol or drugs. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning is reminding anyone who plans to drink alcohol or use other impairing substances to arrange for a sober ride rather than getting behind the wheel of a car. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
All thanks to you, you've already made this year one of the best years for Sure Health in our 80-plus year history. Now with Harbor Beach as part of our organization, we are now proud to offer coast-to-coast coverage across the entire Thumb of Michigan. Sure Health now has primary care clinics in 7 local communities, from Sebring on Saginaw Bay to Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Bannack smack dab in the middle, and then Harbor Beach and even Port Hope on the east side. It's never been easier to begin your journey to better health with Sure Health. Don't believe us? Sure Health now even offers 6 pharmacies across the Thumb. Now with Harbor Beach and Ubley joining forces with Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sebring, making it easier than ever to achieve better health in better life. Want to learn more? Or maybe finally make that appointment that's been on your to-do list for far too long? Go to sure.org for all the details and get your life back on track with Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we have your obituaries for the hour. Jeff Dwayne Daniels of Elkton, age 53, passed away Sunday, August 16th. Jeff was born in Lebanon, Indiana on March 27th, 1973. Jeff's life revolved around the Hitching Post Inn, where he became a staple amongst the community, running and owning the bar for over a decade. Jeff is survived by his sons Derek, Zachary, his mother Myrna Daniels, his siblings Bill, Teresa, Chad, and Michael. And in accordance with Jeff's wishes, cremation is to take place. A memorial service celebrating Jeff's life will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 29th at Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Visitation will take place at Funeral Home from 10 a.m. until time of service. Memorial contributions may be made to the wishes of the family. The family was assisted with arrangements by Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. You can share your memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Raymond Forensic, 86, of Port Hope, passed away Sunday, August 16th. He was born September 9th, 1939. Ray served in the U.S. Army from 1962 to 1964. He and Darlene Geswich were united in marriage on October 29th, 1967. Ray served as a Detroit police officer for many years. Ray is survived by his children, Ted, Donald, Lisa, Stephen, Mary, and his grandchildren and great-grandson. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial mass will take place Thursday, August 20th at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Interment will take place at a later date. Friends may gather at the church on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.
When you need dependable fuel service, trust Cassidy Oil and Gas Company. Proudly serving the Thumb with reliable full-service fuel solutions for 4 generations. From propane and heating oil to gasoline and diesel, they keep homes, farms, and businesses fueled and running strong year-round. Their convenient keep full service and automatic delivery help ensure you have the fuel you need without the worry of running out. As a locally owned company, they're committed to dependable service, competitive pricing, and treating every customer like a neighbor. Whether you're heating your home, fueling your farm, or powering your business, you can count on the experienced team at Cassidy Oil and Gas. Call 989-872-2065 or stop by 6392 Main Street in Cassidy. Cassidy Oil and Gas, commitment, community, and service you can rely on.
And we're back with your national and international news. A key 60-day deadline set by the White House to turn an interim agreement with Iran into a permanent settlement expired with no resolution in sight. The original memorandum signed to brief fanfare stalled as detailed nuclear talks failed to materialize and disputes over maritime security in the region worsened. In response to the deadlock, Washington has reinstated strict naval blockades and revoked temporary sanctions waivers that had been previously allowed limited Iranian petroleum exports. With diplomatic channels increasingly strained and economic pressure escalating, federal lawmakers are voicing sharp debate over the administration's strategic direction. And Turkish president has held a direct phone call with President Trump, pressing Washington to de-escalate growing military tensions with Tehran. The president offered Ankara's services as a diplomatic mediator, highlighting Turkey's unique position as a NATO member that shares a direct border with Iran. The Turkish leadership reiterated that an expanding conflict risked destabilizing trade and security across the entire region. Diplomatic envoys from several neighboring countries are echoing calls for restraint as the international community leaders seek to prevent broader regional confrontation. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? And Cassidy Oil and Gas, proudly serving the Thumb and beyond with reliable propane heating oil, gasoline, and diesel. Backed by local service, call 989-872-2065. And by Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.